Hello and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in. Over the next few weeks, WMUK contributor Craig Freeman will be bringing in a diverse array of groups to play in our studio to showcase the amazing talent in West Michigan. Craig himself is a member of the Kalamazoo Brass Collective and has a master's degree in trombone performance from Western Michigan University.
Welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Craig Freeman, and we are here with Jordan Hamilton, cellist extraordinaire. Jordan, through the use of looping pedals and effects pedals, makes a unique orchestra of himself. And we're excited to have you here, Jordan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's get started writing some music. So if you'd like to introduce your first tune and take it away, I'll hand it over to you.
All right. So the first tune that I'm going to play for you guys is a piece by John Lennon titled Blackbird. And then that'll go into another piece, which I'll introduce after I play.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm speechless, man. but this is radio, so I guess I have to say something. That was incredible.
Thanks,
from,
man.
From Bach to John Lennon, all in the same thing.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Wonderful treat. Thanks for being here again.
Yeah.
So, I guess let's... You started getting into using all the effects and looping pedals. When was that, still in your Baldwin Wallace days, or?
No, I didn't get into looping or pedals or any type of amplification until I started playing with a band called Last Gasp Collective. And we're a Kalamazoo band that plays hip hop, funk, and soul. And that doesn't go very well with acoustic cello, because you have the amplified bass guitar, the drum set, the guitar, all that stuff, and like the acoustic cello will not have a voice in that. So I started messing around with effects pedals and got an amplifier to try and figure out what I want my sound to sound like. And I got rid of the acoustic cello and I started messing with the electric cello, because that has less feedback issues. Mm-hmm. So I messed with that, and then that band sort of opened my eyes into like, okay, what, it doesn't have to sound like the cello, it could sound like anything, it could sound like something completely different. Mm-hmm. And then that was like, man, no one else is trying to figure out what the cello can sound like besides sounding like the cello. So then that's when I really started trying to mess around with that sound and that idea. So, and then from there, to me, the Bach suites are some of the best things to ever be created. And I'm just big on the idea of being able to play one piece with just one line by yourself. That sort of got me on the idea, like, okay, well, what can I do like by myself? Like, what can I create?
So what would you like to play for us next?
This next song is going to be one of the first ones that I wrote. After discovering that, you know, okay, what do I want to, after that question, what do I want to do with music as just by myself? And this song was titled Better Days. It's a song for just voice and acoustic cello. And it's basically about my search for things within myself, like a greater understanding of self, so that I can understand the world better, despite the things that we suffer with daily. So this is Better Days, and yeah.
Steady pacing on my meditation, barely racing, trying to get these cycles right to set my base and raise vibrations up to the sky to get mine. Only here to get by, like tell calmly when I die. They say the finer things in life is on top, cream and dream is the feed. All you need is a team, with the waist is the Glock. I used to live by that thing, I fought and took what I need. Nothing outside of D, defending to the dead scene. Dream is what they told me, the pipes is what they sold me. The hope is how they fuel me, the lies is what control me. So I stay in the rope, objective ain't metal ropes. One thing that this shows is that you can't stray hope. Perhaps I wonder for the stacks, perhaps I wonder for the rats, perhaps I wonder for the facts. What good is that? It's still to hold my moments close until I reach my destined goals. All my family's living broken, not the burning centuries. Jokes. To all my family's living broken, not the burning centuries. Jokes. That's my goal. Cause every day I wake and find my borderline away to go. Better days, better ways, yeah. Every day I wake and find my borderline away to go. Better days. And Lord, forgive forgive me, cause I know I ain't perfect. Used to only live by greed, now I know it's not worth it. Opportunities fall in line with the purpose, only to be dreamed cause the actions of thought fought the natural workings. Note to self, save your health, fall in love with the circus. You never seem to go without, so hustle out and just work it. And I'm tired and I'm feeling the burn. When am I gonna get through hurting and joys? When am I gonna get through hurting employees? Feeling of wonder, bring a thunder to your under with the light that strikes the heart to start the comeback of a corpse. Shaping loopholes like the warp to get the tigers with the fork. Break them down the burning walls and make believe with your thoughts. Bring my consciousness out from dark. Put sanity to a rest, knowing I'm at my best. Yeah, perhaps I'm wonderful to stacks, perhaps I'm wonderful to raps. Knowing me, I'll probably change the stacks. Long as I've been my craft, it's cool. Knowing me, I'll probably change for stacks. Long as I've been my craft, it's cool. Cause every day I wake and find my borderline the way to go. Better days, better ways, yeah. Every day I wake and find my borderline the way to go. Better days, yeah. Better days, better days.
Yeah, man, that was awesome.
Thanks.
For everyone listening at home, you're playing your cello kind of like a guitar.
Yeah.
on your lap. That tune also brings to mind some questions about your writing process. What's your process like when you come up with an original tune?
It varies. It's very based upon the songs. Usually the lyrics for me come from a place of inspiration. So like I have some that come from other people's stories, and then I have some that come from me wanting to say something to the general public or to myself. And those are usually two places that I write lyrics from. And then musically, I sort of mess with ideas of like, okay, what can a cello sound like if I do this? Sometimes I'm just improvising, and then I come up with something, or I hear something when I'm improvising. It's like, oh, okay, I might want to do a song with that. Or sometimes I want to recreate a feeling that I have. So sometimes it's like, man, I really want to write a song about this feeling. So then I'll play around with different things until I find the sound that I want. So it comes from different places for different songs.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We should probably circle back to some pedals as well, because I wanted to talk about that for a little bit, because there's a lot going on with your choreography of what happens, and it's just as entertaining to watch as it is to hear, because there's so much going on. Do you have one more tune that uses all of your looping pedals that you think would be a good tutorial for what we're about to talk about? Or
yeah, I have a tune that uses pretty much everything that I have. It's titled Seeds, and it's a song kind of about hope. It's about hope in these times. And then at the end, I put a poem that I wrote for the Black Lives, Black Words event that I did here in on Western's campus. And it's basically a play on, you know, if Black lives really mattered, then why are we having this conversation? You know, why is this conversation actually here? So that poem is about that. And the seeds is like, I plant my seeds in time of past, and now I see how they will grow. Will we make it? Will we find it? So for all everybody who's upset or who's gotten hurt from this, I see people making actions and doing the things, and I think I'm very supportive of that. But to me, I have to remind myself that like the outcome is not the thing that we can control, and it's not something that I should put all of my emotion into. But the actions that we're doing right now is something that you can have faith in, and that is all you can do. And you have to let life do the rest. As soon as you plant that seed, can't really do too much else except nurture it and let it grow. So that's what seeds is about. And I talk about just perspectives, my music, and life in general.
Well, let's listen to that now. This is Seeds with Jordan Hamilton on cello. We're in WMUK's Takeda studio, and let's have a listen.
Seeds in time of past, and now I see how they will grow. Will we make it? Will we find it? Won't see far if stars don't glow. Won't sail far if wind never blows. Will we make it? Will we find it?
It's pretty cool to be seen, but I much rather be heard. Whatever happened to that dream preferred? In those words of Jay Jackson, I must turn around in my faction for action to bring attraction to things that I deserve. I never asked to be dirt, I never asked to be God. I better pass on these things that bring down my vibe. Not only do I survive, but I'm built to thrive. So when I cry, I finally feel what hides deep inside. These very walls, they like to call the act of being a man. But will we understand that lean on me, man, take a hand, man, take a stand against the plan to bury your heart, you play your part, unearth those walls, meet your call, share with all your bright, your glow till it's a star, star, star. I get a portion of the world's largest market. So market in your heart. If you got a problem with, then go see. That's only something you could take up with the ones that may be. They said to understand the prime, you gotta break it in the parts. Is that why we're tearing this earth apart? I can't fathom what we'll be in 50 years. Only to imagine we swallowing tears and drowning in fear. So forgive me if it sounds like I'm coming up harsh, but what the f what we doing if we ain't trying to keep this world from falling apart? So start your journey to source, the cause, the force ain't force, it's lured within the kin. So get your friends and notice that we all in this together. It's the only way we gonna calm this storm and make perfect weather. They say we got 99 prawns, but we choose to solve none. So until then, I get my portion to make 98 for fun. Cause I got my tail cards in my pocket, can't stop it, can't lock it. Till I get a portion of the world's largest market. So market in your heart. If you got a problem with, then go see. That's only something you could take up with the one that made you. Yeah. I plant my seeds in time of past, and now I watch life do the fast. Yes, I know life is gonna change, but I hope stays the same. I plant my seeds in time of past, and now I watch life do the fast. Yes, I know life is gonna change, but I hope stays the same. Thank you.
sit and ponder the question, does my black life really matter? Is my hate, death, pain, suffering, love, peace, gratitude, forgiveness an important enough topic of human and biological discussion? Here I sit on this stage quietly imploding as I live through this topic in search for better days. Too confused to actually say what's on my heart, an organ whose blue bruises have accumulated from many sides. What is it I'm reluctant to say, reluctant to feel? Are the nightmares of my ancestors ever truly washed away? Or are they permanently embedded in my DNA? In this reflection, I realize and see I too miss my cocoa butter kisses. And here I play my cello, hoping to persuade you that my blackness alone is not something for you to fear. Nor is my blackness in its body too eclectic to be claimed under its associated culture. For sometimes I find myself in places that I'm not supposed to be. See, my nature blackness is much more undefined by the dashiki in the closet or the African malabeads around my neck. My blackness shines bright on all sides of my nurtured personality, but you would never see it as long as you look at it through the filter of a white lens. See, does my black life really matter if I have to say it? Does my black life matter if my ancestors never got their proper place in his story? Does my black life matter if my worth is something I have to prove? Does my black life matter if all you see is my blackness? I guess not. But it's all good, cause like all live things,
this too shall pass.
I feel like that was a beautiful representation of what we were just talking about, that encompassed all of that, all those salient, important points about the time that we're living in now. And I loved when you dropped all the music out for a second and this too shall pass. Is that a summation of how you feel about things? You just have this stoic resilience that just marches through, and that kind of seemed to put a stamp on your feelings for that. Is that
on different levels too? I think on the first and main level is everything will pass. Like my perception of who I am, my body, the generations and that have lived before me, the life that I live and the generations that will live after me will all pass. You know, change happens and it's a constant. To me, my point in that on another level, the next level, to this topic, this Black Lives Matter and all this other crap that's happening, is that the things that people are suffering through on a daily, and not just in the US, but over the world, they're fighting for it because they're trying to live a regular life, and there's other people who don't even care. Like they live like this stuff doesn't happen. And I know I've living in America, I'm guilty of that as well. And to me, that sentiment of this too shall pass is our blindness to the things that are happening in the world that is causing us so much joy, in our ignorance to say something like all lives matter when, you know, that's not the topic at all. That too will pass. That ignorance will pass and something else will grow. And to me, I'm hoping that it's the seeds that we planted in the actions that we did today. So that's directly in the song, but also on a larger scale, or not even larger scale, but on a different scale for me in life, all those things will pass.
So if people want to experience you and all the great music that you have to offer live, what are ways that we can find more about you? Do you have website, Facebook?
Yeah, I have some sites where I publicize the shows. The main site where I talk about shows is on Facebook, Jordan Hamilton Music, and that you'll find all the music that I play with my solo set. And I play in Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, Detroit, all over. So check out, tune in. And then if you want to see me play with my band Last Gasp Collective, you can check out their page, their website, lastgaspcollective.com, or you can go to Facebook, Last Gasp Collective, and you can see any shows that we'll be playing there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Musician and WMUK contributor Craig Freeman spoke with trailblazing cellist Jordan Hamilton, originally from Maryland, who just completed his master's degree in music from Western Michigan University. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. Have a great weekend.